Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome.
Welcome to CB and the Boys with Crystal CB Booker, George Biker Boy Homan, Roger Hawkins, special guest and friend of the show, Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct via YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from CB and the Boys.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB, your hostess with the mostest. Got all my boys in the building, Mr. George Biker Boy Holman in the building, Mr. Roger Hawkins, and the fabulous, and of course she's not a boy, but she is fabulous, Miss Mimi Acosta.
Hey.
Hey, 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 and what's going on? What's up?
How is everyone?
Almost at the end of the week.
Good, good.
It is.
It's hump day.
This is how I'm feeling right about my week right now. Right here.
Already.
Okay.
Already. Already.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You know we know. There's only one way to do
yeah.
it.
That's been
only
my week
right
there, honey. So guess what? We are here. I'm glad for you guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
Up.
We are here. We are here. All right. So I wanted to kick things off, Mimi, with your new segment. Your wine list. So what is on the menu tonight?
So look, right? You guys know we start from the $3 bottles to the $200, $300, $400, $500 bottles, right? So I have to start really slow with you guys just because. But tonight I'm having Fruit Infusions by Sutter Home.
Ah.
And I'm going to tell you, it tastes nice. It tastes sweet. And I love sweet wine. I don't know what kind of wine you guys like, but I love my sweet wine. How do you guys feel about wine?
Yes,
I not wine
yes. I love wine. Give me wine. Yes, 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 yes. Wine, wine,
now,
and
do you
wine.
Like white, red, sweet, bitter?
Really, for me, I love sweet wine. I love, like, the dessert wine, you know. Yeah, so for me, it's got to be sweet. I like the sweetness, because I'm sweet.
Roger.
We're
yes,
sweet.
You are, baby. We got to watch all the kinds of wine.
That's what they put on the back of the bottle.
All kinds of things happen when we drink sweet wine, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the sneaky piece. But you know what? Actually, I do. I have my moments when, believe it or not, I do that again. I'm on the grill, as are the majority of my gentlemen out there, like to kind of get with the steaks and fish and things like that. So I'm actually fairly well-versed when it comes to wine numbers and things like that. I mean, I pay attention. It's just kind of one of those, it has to be, you know, I have to be in the mood, things like that. But I absolutely do. And it goes across, like, the board for me. So for me, it's
right.
Like, you know, if you're having, you know, light fish or seafood, you know, it's like a semi-sweet of a white. And, of course, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like a steak or whatever, you have a particular type of red, keep it room temperature, you need an aerator, all that good stuff. Trust me, I'm ready. But I do
you.
Like it. Yeah, I'm real.
George, what kind of, you like wine or no? You're not a wine person.
Well, I'm not a big wine person. I will drink wine. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
a social thing. If it's a wine event, definitely I
right.
will indulge. You know,
okay.
I'm not gonna turn my collar down to it, you know. But
right.
But I generally like sweet wine if I do. I mean, I'm kind of like efficient water. I drink all of it, but, you know. But
right.
If I'm buying it, it's going to be sweet. It's probably
right.
going to be
okay.
red wine.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
well,
Mimi, is there anything?
Sweet, honey, that's where I'm at. Huh?
Is there such a thing to you? Is there such a thing as, like, too sweet? Because I do notice, like, usually, unless you're, like, a really, really, really serious study for a long time, wine drinker and aficionado, people do tend to go a little toward the sweet. There are people that love sour reds. There are people that love, you know, nothing sweeter than, let's say, maybe a 2 or a 3, which is, you know, that's going to be harsh to people that like sweet wine. So my question is,
right.
is there such a thing as too sweet? Because I think as we get older, our palate kind of changes a little bit. And so because of that,
yes.
In my opinion, I feel like things, they can be too sweet, you know?
Yes.
So what do
yes,
you think?
Yes, there's some wines that are really, really sweet, and you can, like, feel it when you, as soon as you get that taste, and it's just, it's almost like, it's so bitter. It's like bittersweet. And I can't stand that feeling. So I kind of play with wines, and it's really crazy because I find, like, the most expensive wines are the ones that do that to me. And then, like, the less expensive wines just take me to a place really quick. And it's subtle sweet. Like, this is pretty nice. Like, it's soft. And it's not
right.
really, really sweet. It's just like, but it's also, like, $7 for a bottle.
Almost,
you know?
Like, syrupy. I like that is too much. But I used to actually subscribe to, like, a kind of a wine list type thing. And the one thing that you see all the time, they have, like, a lot of periodicals and things like that have sections where they give you the 10 or 20 best wines under $20. And you would be amazed
yeah.
at how many of them get prizes and get, like, they rank in, like, the, you know, the mid, the lower to mid-90s. Which is really, really
yes.
weird. If you know anything about the wine festival and judging people out there,
right.
I mean, it goes 1 to 100. So if you're a $7 bottle of wine, like Mimi said, and you're at an 89 or 91, that's killing it. But it just proves
right.
it's not about, you know, it's not about the name or how far in France did it come from and things like that. Like, you can really get a pretty good quality wine. You just kind of have
mm-hmm.
to play, you know, play the odds. Just try different things out. And, of course, you know, the sections in stores now, good Lord, you'll get a new bottle of every week for the next 30 years. So I like playing with that. I like playing with it.
Yeah, it's great that, you know, that it's affordable. So you can, if you're on a budget, you can have your wine on a budget, you know. You can
oh,
still
yeah.
be elegant and be frugal. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's really good.
Look, there are $2,000 bottles of wine that taste like cold pot liquor, as the old folks used to say. It doesn't mean that the price tag doesn't mean anything. You know, that just means it's probably a name or the label or, you know, something historical behind it. So, again, expensive
right.
doesn't mean better quality. Inexpensive doesn't
right.
mean lesser. You tend to, you know, gravitate toward that type of thinking because of, you know, who advertises it, you know. But,
right.
yeah, you can find a diamond anywhere, so. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh.
So Mimi's got a little look. So you're on white today. Now, are you a big red drinker, or do you like kind of like your fruity whites, your fruit wines, your blood, you know, stuff like that?
I like my fruity light. Yeah, the reds, I'm just, you know, and I've tried it, but it's just not me, you know?
Yeah, but
and I know
so
I
here's what I'm saying.
I need to gravitate to the red a little bit because it's all about a health
you
thing.
Do. You
the
do.
The older you get, you want to get fit because there's something about the white that's really supposed to, like, not be too healthy for us. But I'm a taste kind of girl.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well,
I'll
if you
figure
really
it out
like
one day. Just
the
not
antioxidant
today.
Factor and things like that, I mean, you know, we're no doctors. But I will say now, I'm going to throw myself under the bus here. You know, back in the day when I was younger, one of the things I used to like to do, and I think you ladies might appreciate it, back in my college days, is you find a town or a city with a winery. Take your lady on a little lunch date to the winery, and you get to do all the sampling and taste testing and things like that. And, I mean, it really is a good time. I mean, think about it. You get to sit amongst, you know, the vines and have a little table and things like that. So that's kind of where I really started to get to develop a taste for just the broad spectrum. I mean, I didn't realize I liked, like, honey mead until then. And they have rosés and certain types of, you know, lighter sweet reds that are not too sweet and heavy. But you ought to look
right.
into it just because, again, we already know anything fruit-infused, yeah, you're going to win. But if you just want to be
oh, yeah.
daring, and you, yeah, try like a pink. if you will. You know, so it doesn't have to be deep red. You can start in the middle. And again,
okay.
like, you know, with the sweetness on the bottle, it'll usually give you a number between, I think it's 1 and 5, 5 being
okay.
whew, sweet and 1 being bitter. So,
right. Yeah, I'll probably
anyway.
Be like a 3.
Yeah, yeah, I think but if you do 3, yeah. pretty much like anything with the red or white, you're not going to lose depending on what you're having
mm-hmm.
with the complimentary. So, hey, anybody out there, if you guys have any suggestions for us to give a try, things like that, we'll do a report. We'll happily be guinea pigs on that. I know Mimi definitely will. And we'll get back with you on it. Because I'm curious, too. I love, you know, anything that involves the pinky up, I don't mind experimenting with. So I would be all too happy if, you know, we try it
yes.
out. So folks, don't be shy. You know, let us know what you think.
Now, I do got to say, though, there is a particular, and this is, you can call me ghetto or whatever you want to call me, but
okay.
that top of the line wine, Carlos Rossi.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yes. 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 The big bottle is like a gallon. It's like a gallon for like $12.
Are you talking about the big bottle? It's like a bowling, like a
that
bowling.
Big, huge bottle of Carlos Rossi. The Carlos Rossi.
Yeah,
yes. baby.
I'm
okay,
gonna tell you something.
Yeah,
if anybody,
that is some good stuff. It lasts
it
a long time.
Hey, sad but true. Sad but true. And anybody tells you they haven't had it's a liar. If you made it through
right.
the E40 phase in the 90s, you had
hey.
Carlos Rossi. So
anybody,
I would not lie.
Anybody who knows who E40 is had Carlos Rossi.
And it's good, but it is good, though. You can't get mad because it comes in one of those big jugs and that you blow into at the end like they do in the hillbilly movies and you play.
Right.
Right.
You're like grandma from Beverly Hillbilly.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
think about it. Okay. What do you think about, Franzia, I learned about wine in a box in high school because I guess that was like when one of the girls was swiping from her parents. But I've seen people across the board that love it so clearly, kind of stands to reason that, yeah, even if it's non-conventional, I've never heard anybody go, ugh, that's fine to you. They'll be like, all right, this is what we got.
It's the convenience of having wine in a box, and you've got the little squeeze thing, right? And all you got to do is put the glass on it and squeeze, and look, you don't even have to open, you don't have to even risk, you know, breaking the bottle or breaking the cork in the bottle or nothing. You just squeeze and go.
Right.
Yeah.
You got the little tab, like the water cooler and the water boy, and just there you go. I mean, but again, I can't think of anybody who's been like, ew, that's terrible. Like, and I've had it. It's good. Like, I've literally, you come back
yeah.
to receptions, things like that. Franzi's going to be around.
You know,
I promise you.
I'm a visual drinker. It's just I got something about my wine coming out of a box. I mean, I can't do it.
Yeah,
right.
Let's
not
let
it
run out.
Okay,
let
check
them be
this
out.
Yet. All in your head. All in just this fast. You go to a barbecue. There's no beer. There's nothing else to drink. There's a couple of boxes of wine
That's
on the cool. table. They just came out from the cooler. It's really cold. What you gonna do? You gonna
Don't
drink some of that? You are.
Well, I'm gonna go to the store. I'm gonna go to the store. Yeah, average Joe might.
Your car is blocked.
I'm
going
to
the store because there's so many cars. Your car is blocked in. You can't use nobody's car. And you already
You're in a dry county. You're in a dry county on Sunday like Texas, and you can't get liquor. Oh, you're gonna drink Franzi. You're gonna drink Franzi.
Then I'm gonna go.
You're gonna bitch about it, but you're gonna drink it.
Then I'm gonna go to. Then I'm gonna come across and get that hieroglyphic bottle. The hieroglyphic bottle.
So full of it.
That's
that bumpy
bad. We can move on.
You know the one with the bumpy face.
Moving right along. Cheers.
Wow.
All my wine drinkers.
Thank you so much, Mimi, for your fabulous wine list. Thank you. So, guys, as you know, a lot is going on these days in the news. Sometimes it's good news, sometimes it's bad news, but it is still news. So in world news today, according to worldnews.com, The World Health Organization endorses use of the world's first malaria vaccine in Africa. So shout out to the WHO for doing that. So that's awesome.
Okay,
also,
question. So it, when you say they is it something that they've been using experimentally, or are they now about to approve it and move forward? Because that's a huge thing, obviously, trying to go to, you know, the continent of Africa. So they said they just approved it?
Yeah, the World Health Organization has recommended the widespread rollout of the first malaria vaccine in a move experts hope could save tens of thousands of children's lives each year across Africa. So, the RTSS vaccine, also known as Mosquirix, was developed by the British pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline and has been administered to more than 800,000 children in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi since the pilot program began in 2019. The vaccine, which went through lengthy clinical trials, has limited efficacy, preventing 39% of malaria cases and 29% of severe malaria cases across small children in Africa over 4 years of trials. However, in August, a study led by the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine found that when young children were given both the RTSS and anti-malarial drugs, there was a 70% reduction in hospitalization or death. So basically it says using the vaccine in addition to existing tools to prevent malaria could save, sorry, my contacts are blowing over, could save tens of thousands of young lives each year, said Dr. Tedros on Wednesday. So
that's a good thing.
So the World Health Organization has
that's a positive.
It sounds like it's just for young kids, though, right? It kind of sounds like it's just for the young. Okay.
For the children.
So,
Right.
But it sounds like they've also kind of been working with it over the past 4 years is what I heard. So, you know, definitely getting some, you know, doing a case study, you know, in the right amount of time. So, yeah, good. I mean, absolutely big ups because they need every break they can get, you know, kids are. Kids are the, you know, our greatest commodity. So that's what's happening.
Now, one thing I wanted to also let everyone know, our condolences to the family of Anthony A.J. Johnson, who was a comedian and an actor. He passed away in September, and I just found out about it. So I just want to say our condolences from CB and the Boys to the family of Anthony A.J. Jackson. Johnson. He was found in a store lifeless. He was rushed to a hospital, and this happened in LA. He was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. So no one knows the cause of death yet. They have no idea. So I just want to, you know, express our condolences for his loss. And if anyone does not know who AJ Johnson is, he played Ezell, his most popular character was Ezell in the movies Friday. So, you know, when Smokey was doing shit, Ezell was like
my neck and my back.
Yes, that
right,
one.
Right,
yeah. He's
very popular for that line. He kind of,
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
So that was a big shock to everyone. And also, another great legend that we lost, the wonderful aunt, Jane Powell, who is Hollywood royalty, and she starred in many of my favorite Hollywood movies. In peace to Jane Powell. Our condolences to the Powell family. And also the legendary, incomparable Melvin Van Peebles passed, and we want to express our condolences to Mario and his siblings. He was a legend. If not for him, we wouldn't be here doing media or anything.
Definitely.
He was a pioneer. He, Gordon Parks, Ozzie Davis, they were all pioneers. And now they're all together in heaven making movies. And I bet it's amazing. So, you know, our condolences. He will definitely be missed. But the legacy of his work will definitely live on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what was so cool about, like, Melvin and guys like that, what we call the old schoolers, the trailblazers, is it whenever you would catch him, if you would just see the guy, be that in pictures or whatever, there was just something about how cool, we call it just cool, they were. I mean, always composed, always together. If he had on an Applejack or a jacket, I mean, he was just sharp. It was kind of like being the epitome of what it means to be, like, a businessman, but at the same time, you know, he's a dad and all that. That's what I thought of whenever I would see him working and things like that. You'd be like, damn, this guy is cool. He was just cool, composed, and he knew his craft. And so you go, no matter what I'm doing, if you can aspire to be as composed and professional as that, you know, then, you know, you're on the right path. So, yeah, definitely condolences out to him and AJ and Jane as well. You know, I was mentioning not too long ago about AJ being, they started, of course, showing segments about him, interviews and things like that. It's kind of a shame that people have to die before we start getting to see behind the scenes. But was mentioning, yeah, some of the stories, you know, with Friday and how things went and things like that. I got the hookup and stuff. But I think we talked about a week or two ago, and he was saying how he literally ad-libbed 95% of everything he saw on Friday. He had maybe a couple of words, and he literally kind of stole his role. So that's fantastic, but that's kind of the measure of a comedic actor and a comedian, period, is that he literally just ad-libbed all that you saw, my neck and my back, I'll clean that up, you know, a dollar in a box of envelopes. Like, all of that was off the top of his head. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. On camera, under pressure, that's really the mark of somebody who gets into what he does, you know? So it's a shame, 55, not too, 55, 52, but definitely too young. But, you know, I'm sure as days go by, you know, things will kind of come out, you know. But it is sad, you know. Tiny Lister's gone. He's gone. You know, think about it. You know, legends, we're losing a lot of good folks, you know, period. So,
yeah.
And his dad was the inventor or he created the Black Stuntman's Association, which that tripped me out. I'm like, wow, like yeah, that was his pops was heavy in Hollywood because he wanted equality, you know, for you know, men of color that were doing that. So he started that. So again, I guess even though he went through his issues with drugs and all that, the man came from pretty good stock, you know. You'd never know it. So But indeed. I'm ready now. I'm ready for you now, Mimi. I had to hydrate. Y'all are welcome.
Hey.
Y'all are welcome.
Go
ahead and hydrate first.
All right, guys.
We're doing well today.
This day in history, the Reno brothers carry out the first train robbery in U.S. history. On October 6, 1866, the brothers John and Simeon Reno staged the first train robbery in American history, making off with $13,000 from an Ohio and Mississippi Railroad train in Jackson County, Indiana. Of course, trains had been robbed before the Reno brothers hold up, but these previous crimes had all been burglaries of stationary trains sitting in depots or freight yards. The Reno brothers' contribution to criminal history was to stop a moving train in a sparsely populated region where they could carry out their crime without risking interference from the law or curious bystanders. So that's what happened this day in history. And they took 13,000. Like, to me, that's chump change. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
back then
but
it was,
back then,
yeah,
see,
was a
lot
then.
Of money.
Yeah,
right.
Back then, that's like 13 mil. Yeah, that's a lot. Think about it. Back in that
back
day,
then,
wow.
Back then,
you know,
you couldn't find a penny on the floor, on the ground like you do today.
Right.
No,
right.
You know how much stuff you could buy with like a penny? It's amazing, like with inflation and all that. Like a penny would get you multiple things. You can't get any single thing with a penny. I mean, it's bad.
Right.
So
right.
They took it up a level. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy. You can go to the store today, and you can be off by two or three pennies, and you'd be like, oh, go ahead, shoot. Now back then, you better bring that penny. You ain't going out with this.
Yeah, you know, like two cents
remember,
to get your bag of flour.
Hey, I remember
like,
penny candy was 10 cents.
When it was a penny.
Yeah,
but I remember when it was a penny.
Yeah.
And it was actually a penny. And even when it was two for a penny, you'll never, never see that. I mean, unless somebody does like a throwback store, that'll never happen again. You can't go back in history like that. Like, I remember doing that.
That store ain't going to last long.
We really
no, I just mean, as a joke, yeah, that's got to be somebody's like charity segment because, yeah, you can't even get that. It costs more to actually make a penny than a penny's worth. That's what's crazy.
Right.
Like it costs, and it's not even real copper. It's like zinc with a copper coating. So, you know, it's almost like, what's the point? So if you got copper pennies, hang on to them.
Right.
Well, it turns out that the Reno brothers, though this was created in Indiana, their new method of robbing trains quickly became very popular in the West, and many bandits who might otherwise have been robbing banks or stagecoaches decided that the newly constructed transcontinental and regional railroads in the West made attractive targets. So with the Western economy booming, trains often carried large amounts of cash and precious minerals. So the wide open spaces of the West also provided train robbers with plenty of isolated areas, ideal for stopping trains, as well as plenty of wild spaces where they could hide from the law. Now, some criminal gangs like Butch Cassidy's Wild Bunch found that robbing trains was so easy and lucrative that for a time they made it their criminal specialty. So they started a trend.
That's what you want to be known for.
I mean, imagine that.
What do you mean? Train robbery.
Right.
Yeah. I invented the stoplight. He invented the hot cone. What'd you invent? Train robbery. But they did because, again, they went from, no, we're not going to do it sitting still. That's too easy. You know, I'm going to let it go for a minute. Could you imagine that? But and think about it. That was how everything was done, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. You can do it with that now. Mm-hmm. No way. That's kind of wild. The Midwest was the Wild West. For real.
Hey, it was creative, though. I mean, because if it's sitting still, then obviously it's in town somewhere. But if it's rolling, you're out in the middle of the West. You out in the West, ain't nobody around.
No,
well, I think everybody had a depot, didn't they? Everybody had like a railroad depot or a train stop or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was like, that was it, you know, stagecoach or whatever. So, yeah, that was like people robbing 7-Eleven.
Ain't no cell phones. We're going to meet at this little corner liquor store that ain't no liquor store. We'll meet up there in 2 days. If you guys don't show up, I know y'all got busted. Deuces.
Like, by the big tree on the hill at high noon.
It was like smoke signals. Smoke signals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Brian,
it would take a month for a letter to get somewhere, maybe longer. So you know, we're going to rob the bank. You would have to tell somebody, like, right now in October, hey, we're going to rob that shit in December. And then send your letter by Pony Express, man. Y'all be ready. That's that long. Y'all get ready. That's cool, though.
You had to come real good. You had to come real good to be a snitch back then.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come up missing.
Speaking of missing, the Zodiac Killer, the elusive Zodiac Killer, who was very, very active in the 1960s, has finally been identified by a group of volunteer investigative reporters, well, officers called the Case Breakers. So they have identified the man as Gary Post. But the thing is, Gary Post has already died. He died in 2018. So even though they know for a fact that he is indeed the Zodiac Killer who terrorized the San Francisco Bay Area, he's already dead. So the victims really get no justice, but at least we know who it is. And at least we know he's no longer terrorizing people because he is no longer.
Well, shit.
When was it that this happened out in L.A.? Do you recall? Do you have that info?
Who's that?
when it happened, San Francisco.
It was all over the Bay Area. San Francisco,
yeah,
it was Vallejo. It was in that whole Bay Area.
Yeah. I heard about it. I just don't recall when it was. But, yeah, that's no justice.
Yeah. It was back.
How did they identify him?
Basically, they put together, and it was crazy because it was much of the case breakers reported evidence centers on linking Mr. Post to a murder in Riverside, California that was connected to the Zodiac Killer in the mid-70s, but is now no longer considered by authorities to be connected. The brutal slaying of Sherry Jo Bates on October 31st, 1966, occurred 2 years before the Zodiac is known to have been active, hundreds of miles to the north, though in one of Zodiac's letters he claims to have killed 37 people, far more than the five officially attributed to him. So what they did was from the letters, you know, how he would send letters to taunt the police, to tease them. So what they did, one of the officers, one of the agents, they looked at the letter, and what they're saying, he took out the man's full name. So if you don't know his full name, you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't know to look for it. So when they looked at it and he took his full name off of the letter, and then it's basically he told who he was, but nobody caught it. So it's weird. It's
cat and mouse woman. Yeah, playing cat and mouse.
It was decoded. Mm-hmm. So basically a coded message sent by the infamous Zodiac Killer more than half a century ago has been cracked by the FBI. The Zodiac Killer, who was never identified, shot or stabbed seven people in the San Francisco Bay Area between 1968 and 1969, killing all but two of them. During his murderous spree, he sent a series of terrifying letters to the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper. So, I'm sorry. I hate when they, hit the... it's not going to let me read the rest of it. Anyway, so basically they decoded it. and that's how it happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 years late, but, you know, it is what it is. Which, that would suck. Can you imagine, that's the worst kind of torture, is just not having any closure to something like that that happens. That's the worst. I couldn't imagine that. I understand why people say, hey, find them, bring them home, do whatever you have to. Let's not just let it end like that, but still. And then now people tend to have shootings, do whatever, and then take themselves out. There's still no closure. So that's got to be, that's the most torturous way to end something. But yeah, I don't feel bad.
Our little 19-year-old from the Virgin Islands, I don't know if you guys seen the post on my social media, but her name is Maya Mercado. And she lives in an apartment complex in Orlando, Florida. So she's living at the complex, going to school, working at the complex, and this maintenance worker had a crush on her and made advances to her. Well, she turned him down a few times. Next thing you know, he makes his way into her apartment. She comes up missing. He dumps her by the garbage bin, and then he takes himself out because he couldn't get her. The whole family.
So yeah, all of that.
So, you know,
for this, I don't get it. It's
right.
So weird.
It's like we have billions of people in the world. And you concentrate on this one person you can't have. Are you kidding me?
Right.
So, I was mad about that because I was like, no, man. Like, you know, first of all, he had to have known that Caribbean family was coming to look for that ass. And
But it's people that you know, which is crazy. Usually,
they wouldn't have slept until they found him.
Well, he didn't make it hard.
No, man. My condolences to the entire family because, you know, Virgin Islands, that hits home, especially when it comes to our girls, man. Like, she was only 19, you know, going to school, have her own apartment, doing the thing. you know, and then for her to be, you know, murdered like that, you know. And I ain't no telling what else may have happened, because I'm pretty sure that they're doing an autopsy and all that good stuff. But,
right. Obviously, you know, there was something he wanted, so that's how that. But it kills me. So you've done all this only to have to end it now. Like, do you think when people wake up in the morning, they're thinking, you know what, today's going to be it. I'm going to take myself out.
Yeah.
I think like with school shooters and things like that, I think it's all planned out. But in a case like this, I really don't.
Yes.
I think it's really like I plan on trying to make advances. You know, I'll go this far, but I don't think they ever really get to the last part of it until it happens. And now you look back and it's too late. And I think that desperation causes that knee-jerk reaction, because I can't imagine he woke up and said, I'm going to break in her apartment, rape her, kill her, and I'm going to kill myself. That's not how that was supposed to go. He wanted to break her.
Exactly.
He didn't want to die.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but it just trips me out. Again, I won't understand, thank God, because I don't think like that, but it just makes you wonder.
It's absolutely crazy, but, you know, at the end of the day, too, it's like you can't be too careful. That's the thing. It's like, how could she have prepared for anything like that? Not at all. You know?
Right.
Not at all.
No, not really. Yeah. And that's the sad part about it. They usually get the drop on you because they are planning it and the other person is going about their daily life. So people go, oh, I would have been ready. No, you wouldn't have, unless you're planning for somebody to attack you every day. You don't know what's going to happen when you walk out of your door other than I'm trying to go to school, go to work, et cetera, and someone is watching going, I'm going to wait for that individual to be here. It's just, it's creepy.
Yeah, there's no way to prepare for all that. It just makes you more aware of your surroundings. You know, like when you come inside of your apartment, like you make sure you latch the mess out your door, you know, for lack of a better word, because I was just about to go in. But, because I'm really passionate about this type of stuff. So, you know, when my little words come out, don't hold it against me, people. It's just me being passionate.
Well, keep the passion, because we are, of course, having our after show tonight, so we can definitely just continue this discussion.
Hey, I mean, I'm just saying.
Because this is, in case everyone doesn't know, this is National Domestic Violence Month. So we do have an after show planned for those of you who are watching us on YouTube as well as Facebook. So definitely stick around. Stay with us. We're going to have a great discussion for our after show tonight. So look forward to that. So we will be back after this quick little station ID break. And when we return, our guest, Trey Band, will be on the show. So look forward to that. And we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. If you're just tuning into the show, I just want to welcome you to CB and the Boys, coming live to you every Wednesday night. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, and YouTube, serving you a dose of motivation for your midweek motivator. And now, back to CB and the Boys.
All right, and we are back. Welcome back, everyone, to CB and the Boys. Now, let me introduce our wonderful guest, and we're going to also listen to some of his music. So without further ado, everyone, here is the fabulous Trey Band. Hey, Trey, welcome. How are you tonight?
Thank you, thank you. Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm good.
Welcome, Trey.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks for being here. Absolutely.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask, because I, of course, did my research on you before we had you on, and you've done some amazing things. You've been in the industry for a while now. But what really struck me was that you are also an MMA fighter. How did that come about?
Oh, I don't even really talk about that a lot, so it's crazy that my manager put this information out there. I was fighting as an amateur as a kid, and then, of course, also into my teenage years as well. And it was pretty dope. But, you know, as I got older, you know, and got into girls, I was like, I don't really want to have my face kind of beat up. So I kind of need this in girls. But I did end up winning three titles, so 125, 130, and 135. So blue accomplishments as well. So.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So tell us about how did you get into music?
Well, I was always like in the entertainment and like just always on stage, and I was singing in the singing group in the beginning, and so I was singing a lot and traveling, and girls just to chase me in elementary school and all this craziness, and so and then I started, you know, hitting puberty and things like that, and so I fell in love with poetry, and then I started rapping, and then like freestyling was like this big thing, so you know, I was on this winning streak, so people would challenge me at different lunches, so you know, no kids should do this, but I would skip class, you know what I'm saying, just so I can go to other lunches and battle, you know, so I was just so in love with, you know, just hip-hop and just everything about it, so I was just always battling, and then I started writing. Oh, well, actually, before that, I wrote a song for my school, which we did, because we were reading a book, and so we had to write about the book, and so I wrote a song, and so it was just like everybody loved it, and I got to get different classes and things like that to just perform it. So I was like, oh yeah, if this get me out of class, oh yeah, I'm gonna keep doing it.
That's awesome. So who are some of your musical influences?
Well, I was really big on listening to Lil Wayne, for sure, Ice Cube, Earth, Wind & Fire, just a lot of different music, you know what I'm saying? My dad always was playing different old schools and things like that, so just anything that was old school, I was into it.
That's pretty diverse as far as like the different genres. So what is it that you liked about Lil Wayne?
You said what?
I said that's pretty diverse with all those different genres. So what is it that you like about each one of those artists? What do you like about Lil Wayne, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Ice Cube?
Well, Earth, Wind & Fire, I like them because they was like a group and they was unique and they got music that can last forever. You got bands and just a lot of different programs, a lot of people that remix the song. And so that's one thing I really like about them, diversity in their sound. And then, of course, you know what I'm saying, Lil Wayne, he always putting out motto music, his work ethic, you know what I'm saying, just how people was receptive and loved his sound and loved his music, you know what I mean? And so you know, any and everything just kind of influenced me in a different type of way, you know what I'm saying, to be who I am now.
That's awesome.
All right.
When are
questions.
You going to be
in Atlanta
again?
Do you play any instruments? Or, I mean, cause
yeah,
I heard you mention Earth, Wind & Fire. I love the elements. So.
Yeah, I was in the band in school. So I did concert band, I did marching band, but I played the drums.
Okay.
A little bit here and there. You know, I did my thing a little bit, so, you know.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll give you a leg up.
But shout out to my brother. He's a real
instrument.
He plays the flute and the piccolo, and he traveled the world and been to college, and, you know, he's been at a bunch of different HBCUs, and so he's really got the whole, like, he's got his own band and everything now in middle school, so he's the whole musical genius when it comes to the instrument.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
I played the piccolo.
Okay, that's lit. That's lit.
That was short-lived. But, Trey, when are you going to be in Atlanta again? Do you know what your schedule is like, or are you touring yet? You know, are you touring, doing shows? What's going on?
My manager definitely keeps us busy. I've shot. I was in a movie called Pimpin' Ain't Dead. And then I've done, like, I want to say anywhere from, like, 62 shows to 70 shows in, like, the last 5 months, 4.5 months, something like
that.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Was very busy. That's one thing. I went through your Instagram. I was busy. I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely busy out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely should post more. You know, like my team and everybody always tell me, like, you know, you bands, you one of the, you the freshest dude that don't ever post. And, you know, I just be like, you know, that's not really. I got to get more into that, you know, and showing our life and like just showing,
yeah,
you know, how we move and things like that. So I'm working on it. I'm gonna get there.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
But it looks busy as it is. So if you're gonna start doing even more, well then yeah, you're gonna definitely turn them numbers out into something else. And of course you got the girls looking, so you already know.
Well, that would be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Just making the numbers go up, that's just a blessing in itself. So I mean, I'm not really. When I was younger, the girls was cool and all that, but you know, I'm into generational wealth and just, you know, investments and things like that. I'm into way more deeper things now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, so now you have to be very careful with who you bring in your sphere.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay,
good deal.
Yeah. The first song that we have queued up is Tetris. Tell us a little bit about the concept of Tetris and how it came about.
Okay, so Tetris is kind of crazy. Like, it's a fun, hype track, but, a friend of mine, we kind of got into the situation with this guy. And so anything that I'm, like, going through or is happening in my life, I would, like, just write about it and go into the studio. Like, I immediately try to make a track and try to keep my music genuine and real. And so if you kind of listen to the words and the lyrics, you kind of understand, like, it's kind of a little bit of a diss, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of have fun with it.
Okay. All right. So coming up next is Play Bands and Tetris.
Eventually.
Wow. Wow. Red to the north, you already know what it is. Tripping. I got my brother here on the studio, we about to turn up the X. Let's go. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quit flexing. Play with mine, you be stressing. Bop, 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 get the message. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quit flexing. Play with mine, you be stretching. Bop, 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 get the message. Fans hating niggas need to back. I get money, I don't chit-chat. I need all minds, no mishaps. Got a problem, dog, we gon' fix that. Break them down like a Kit Kat. Two pistols on me, but they mismatch. Leave holes in them like a six-pack. Always on go, I don't relax. I got all the sauce, no Big Mac. Ballin' hard, I got big racks. Yeah, you tough, but you still fat. After dinner, still eatin' snacks. Bullets slippin' like an acrobat. I'm on your ass today. While you hatin', I'm still gettin' paid. I doubt you should've seen that boy face. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quick flexing. Play with mine, you be stressing. Bop, 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 get the message. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quick flexing. Play with mine, you be stretching. Bop, 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 get the message. Hey, fresh as hell like I sell coke. Click tight like we Velcro. If one hit, then we all go. Bring them things out, you better get low. Playing duck hunting on Nintendo. Pop his ass like a pimpo. Send his body home to his kinfo. High as hell, but I still smoke. Turned up on beat mode. Hook a deal, I'ma still blow. Getting money, trying to get more. Before I go broke, I'ma sell dope. I'm on it the same day. I do it a nasty way. She gon' do what daddy say. Beat it up, ain't got no time to play. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quit flexing. Play with mine, you be stretching. Bop, 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 get the message. Play the game like Tetris. Bust it down, make an exit. No calling back, I just text it. She brand it big, no question. You ain't getting money, you stressing. All that cap and quit flexing. Play with mine, you be stretching. Bop, 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 get the message.
Now,
yeah.
Trey.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tetris is the song that went viral on TikTok, is it not?
Yeah, for sure.
How How did that come about, and how did that make you feel?
Right.
Well, shout out to, you know, my number one manager, the number one manager, greatest manager in the world. So Yannette actually working as she always doing 24/7. She stay on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So I barely get to talk to her. But she reached out to her connection, do this magic that she does. And so, you know, I really don't know how to take it all in, you know what I'm saying? So I'm at a loss of words even for it right now. I just was making music like always, you know, you never know which one is going to be that one.
Well, that's pretty amazing because TikTok is very popular, very vast. Anybody is on TikTok. So for it to go viral, that is amazing. That is really amazing.
So did it go viral for yourself as far as your video on TikTok, or did it go viral by other people just jamming to it or girls running with it? How did it go viral?
So it was Yannette had a dancer. I think it was on one of background dancers for Trey Songz or some. I can't put my pinpoint. I don't want to get it wrong, but
okay.
Somebody really felt the song, and so I was like, yeah, go for it, you know, let's see what it does. And I don't really know much about TikTok. I'm never on it, but I was like, let's do it, you know. And so that's kind of how it went. I just chances
nice.
Make champions, you know.
Nice. And that's a good thing
that's
that, you know, as your manager, that she even went as far as just putting yourself out on these different platforms, because you really never know. It's almost like throwing toilet paper at the wall that's wet. You never know what's going to stick. And when it does, that's what you got to roll with. So that's a blessing,
I mean,
right there.
I don't even know how many times I, like, perform that song. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what's been the driver pushing everything. And so, like, I'll probably perform that song, like, a gazillion times now. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing for sure.
Yes.
That is
definitely. I think about how many people do stuff trying to deliberately go viral. And, I mean, just by you doing what you do, your passion, your love, and it just worked out. See, that's the timing of things and how they're supposed to happen. And, again, big ups to your manager. But I know, you know, young people and old people and everybody gets out there trying to do goofy stuff and all that. I want to go viral. It's like that's the thing. I want to go viral. And then,
I had another viral song.
You make something heartfelt.
I had another viral song before that. And so I was in another deal that I had to buy myself out of before I started working with my manager now. So I had to catch my bumps and bruises from that too. And so even to the artist that's listening and that's, you know, tuning in, you know, you gotta own your beats and own your rights, because they gonna come for it, you know what I'm saying? So I had a really dope song that was out that's probably not the same. And so that, it kind of like, that's what made me get into high gear, like, okay, I need to own my stuff, I need to, you know, get deeper into my business, because I'm really on to something. And so that's what really got me driving.
Yes,
so
that
Trey,
is something
also,
that I talk about. I talk about that with artists all the time when it comes to making sure that your business is handled. Like, I've been in the industry for a while. I deal with artists all the time. And some of the first conversations that I have with artists is that, do you have your business straight? Is your music registered? Are you registered? Do you know what a split sheet is? Is your producer on it? Da, da, da. Like, I go through this long laundry list of business, and some artists don't even know what a split sheet is. You know, like yourself, it's like you just didn't know what to do with certain things, and then you got. So, you know, you learn from the experiences. I'm pretty sure by now you know.
Yeah, I mean, I had started, like, you know, buying beats and working with different producers and things like that. In the midst of that, it's just, in the beginning of it, I was just putting out music. And so, again, you never know what song is going to really stick. And so I didn't really know, like, okay, this person going to come for the copyrights. And then not only that, if you don't, you know, if you don't work it out with the producer, that whole song belongs to them. So all the money it's gone. So you got to be real, real careful and smart.
Or you make it, you write them in, you know, if it's something that you really, really, really like, you know, once you lease it, and they come back for licensing. Of course, they're not coming back for licensing unless you blow up. So if they're coming back for licensing, that means that you're getting a check. And all you do is you cut them a check and keep it pushing.com. Get your deck page and you're good to go, you know?
Well, definitely if you license. But like I said, if you're just getting a beat off YouTube, you know, and, of course, they're waiting for the producers waiting for one of their songs to go viral as well. So if
for the artists that don't think that the producers aren't tracking their beats, they're tracking them. You know what I'm saying? So
So
if there's 100 artists that pick that one beat, if one of them, you know, starts to gain traction, then when they're going to be like, okay, I'm going after that guy. So, you know.
Right. So that is the importance of owning, you know, those beats and then productions.
Yeah, so I started choosing, like I work with a lot of overseas artists, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my boy Bursky, which is who produced Tetris. So he's 17 out of Eastern Europe. And so he's really dope, a really dope kid, really dope guy. He's still in high school. And so we linked on Instagram. And so he kind of like, we just been working. He's like, I really believe in you and what you're doing as well. So let's just be exclusive. And I'm like, bet. Like, and once we make it, we're going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Well, Trey, it seems that you've been very busy. You have a fabulous manager, of course, as we all well know. But tell us about, how did you feel when you performed at the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit when you were on all four screens?
Well, I mean, like, even in this industry, like, of course, you dream of things like that to happen. You dream to be in, like, those different stadiums and those settings. And, like, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, hopefully I get more opportunities to be able to do that and be a part of things like that. And so, you know, I was just blessed. And that's just crazy, too. And so it's just, like, things just keep, you know, growing and getting better and getting bigger for me and my team. And so it's just, I'm just trying to take every blessing in, you know, one at a time or however many at a time they're going to come and just kind of roll with them, whether they're good or bad, and just make the best out of them. So it really was a blessing, and it was dope.
So what was it like to see yourself on a billboard in Ohio and Detroit? Was that, like, amazing?
Yeah, me and my team was, like, going crazy. Like, we was like, it's hard to believe, like, when you, you know, accomplishing doing things like that, and as an artist, like, you don't know, like, the type of resources you can have if you just reach out to them and talk to the right people, and just, you got to stay busy. You can't be, you know, one foot in, one foot out. You have to be, you know, 100% artist. There can't be a plan B. And so if you, you know, working at McDonald's or whatever it is you're doing, like, that's cool. But if you can't 100% focus on your music, it's gonna hurt you a little bit. And it's definitely going to take sometimes a lot longer for some people, you know. So if you can, you got to be 100% dedicated to that so you can reach out to contacts and try to be in the right places at the right times, you know, to build those connections.
Awesome. Looks like you have quite a few things going on. Tell us about Momi Snap Entertainment and your Big Daddy Barbecue Sauce, which you really need to send me some in Arizona because we have, like, really whack barbecue here. So we need your barbecue sauce. Come to Arizona.
Well, actually, those are my sponsors, and so shout out to them. And so I don't make the barbecue sauce or nothing like that. You know, I definitely believe in the product, and they believe in what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build. And so, you know, whatever I can do to help and build any company or any brand, and if we can help each other, you know, get to where we're all trying to go and get to the next level, then, you know, that's what I'm all about. So shout out to all my sponsors and everybody
that's
helping me.
So that better be the best barbecue sauce ever. You better be rocking that barbecue sauce everywhere you go. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely waiting on them to send over the, you know, the box and things like that. You know, they're definitely a dope sponsor that they just believed in what we were doing and invested in me, you know, first before I even, you know, have to, you know, put their, you know, do those type of things. But I definitely can't wait, and I'm definitely going to put it everywhere, and I'm going to have it everywhere with me when it comes in. But, you know, shout out to them for
believing
in me.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You better come back and let us know how that barbecue sauce is, because we're big on stuff like that.
For sure, I got y'all.
I want to know, Big Daddy Barbecue, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the name of it. And shout out to the record label too.
Big Daddy Barbecue, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to that label. That's one of my sponsors as well. So they have, you know, a dope clothing line and clothing brand and things like that that we're working with, and clothing sponsors. And so shout out to them as well. I got a lot of sponsors that, you know, I just say shout out to all my sponsors because I don't want to miss any of their names or anything like that and, you know, mess with the business. So yes. Shout out to all of you guys. I definitely appreciate but all the, you guys.
Yeah, you got them.
Everybody.
Great.
Hey, Trey, how does it feel to for you to be the star of your own reality TV show on Netflix called Becoming Royal? So how is that going?
It's definitely a blessing. Man, my manager just kind of gave y'all all the info, so he kind of done me.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Me and your men are tight, so yeah.
So I'm definitely kind of in awe right now, for sure. I really wanted to showcase a lot of other stars as well, and so really I'm not starring that much, you know what I'm saying? And so me and my boy Mike, shout out to him. He's the co-writer and got a co-produce with me as well on the show. But it's been crazy. It's been blessings on top of blessings. And so we're going to start having a couple casting calls and things like that in different cities and just trying to find the right cast and things like that coming up soon if my manager can keep me off the road. So we do have the contract for that, but I stay so busy. Like you guys asked me when I'm going to be in the Atlanta area again. We're really supposed to be there this weekend. So I'm just wherever she tells me to go. I mean, like I said, I do music 24/7. So if somebody calls me tomorrow, if it's an opportunity and it's on the floor, I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Nice. Nice. Now, also, what was it like performing at the Players Ball? Now, that had to be an experience when you were in the movie, Dead. Like, what was that like?
It was an experience, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really do the whole, like, suit and tie thing, so I kind of missed the whole theme on it, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely lit, like, to see everybody in a, you know, pimp attire and all that good stuff. And so I definitely killed the show. And so everybody loved me and they loved, you know, the set and things like that. And so I kind of was just like, I'm kind of like the younger new kind of pimp, if you want to call it that, because I don't really have the suit and the tie thing, but I got a lot of sauce, you know, so.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. And that was filmed in Vegas, is that right?
Yeah, yep, that was in Vegas, yep.
And that's totally appropriate for Players Ball. I can't think of any place else it would be. So
there's another Players Ball in Atlanta as well. And so then there's like a whole Players Ball tour going on right now. And so there's another one coming up in Miami.
Nice.
Like I said, my manager just keeps me busy. So
yeah, she's amazing. She is amazing.
That she is.
She is. She is wonderful. I won't say her full name. I don't know if she'd want me to, but I'll just say Yannette is, she's amazing.
We just call her OG, you know what I'm saying? That's the OG, you know what I'm saying?
She is.
That's what we call her, you know what I'm saying?
She is. She's a sweetheart. And she's awesome. So you've been doing amazing things. Yeah, and she keeps you busy. So that's great. That's a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely try to stay focused and stay busy. And I got a lot of dope music, too, that's coming up. So we've been just, like I said, I bought myself out of my last deal. And so I've been kind of gearing up and making sure I got the right things behind the music I'm getting ready to drop and things like that. And so I definitely got a lot of new stuff coming for sure.
So how do you balance work at home since you're so busy?
It could be tough. Because I coach my fifth grade, well, this year to be my fifth grade girls basketball team, I coach, and then I also go to my son's football games and things like that. And so I try to, like, keep my weekdays kind of open for the season and things like that. And then during the weekend, I try to, you know, get music done and out the way. And I that's why I said now, like, I'm gearing up to be able to drop music and videos and things like that. So when the season comes, I already kind of got everything built up and prepared for it, so I can just kind of have a smooth sailing.
So he leaves the basketball court and hops on the plane.
Yeah, definitely. or I'm flying in that morning and then I got a game at 10 a.m., you know, that Saturday, and then I'm flying out, yeah, that night. Or, yeah, it can be a lot of that for sure. But I'm dedicated, you know, to my team, and we only lost one game our first season. And so, and that was to, you know, a fourth team that was older than us. So, you know, we definitely dedicated to each other. So we ball pretty hard.
So tell me, how does it feel to be on Hip Hop Paradise?
You got all the info, okay?
You know, this is CB.
You got me looking out my window and stuff right now. I'm looking out the blinds and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Trey, let me tell you. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on CB, I'm telling you.
I can see that. I don't want no smoke. You know what I'm saying? No problem. it's definitely everything. To be honest, like, everything is a blessing, you know. And this is my first interview where, like, somebody's really known, like, everything that I've got going on and, like, kind of understanding, done a little research about me. Because, like I said, I don't really post. I just kind of keep my head down and just keep moving forward and pushing, because I want to push as far as I can and get to where I'm trying to go and get to that, you know, that next level and that next bag and the next thing. So I really never take a chance to really take a step back and be like, dang, I'm really doing this, so I'm on that, you know, because my manager keeps me so busy. So it's like when I get a chance to really take a step back, it'll probably be more like, it's crazy. I had a crazy year. Like, even me saying, like, I've done, like, you know, 64 to 70 shows in the past, you know, 4.5 months to 5 months. Like, it's crazy. Like, when I just wake up sometimes and think about it, like, I was literally, you know, going from driving in a car place to place to tour buses to flying planes to, like, so it's just been a blessing to be able to work with somebody like Annette, that's a go-getter like me that believes in what I'm trying to do as well and believes in my music, because, like, mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to sit down and really think about it. Like, I'm just on gummo.
Right.
That means that you guys are literally the perfect pair, because if she's someone that's going to keep you busy and you are someone that's determined and committed and going to get up and go, that's like the perfect management and artist situation right there. And I really honestly wish you guys, like, the absolute best, because that's a very, very hard thing to find.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, but you got to prepare yourself for that too. And I think, like, before I met, you know, being with, you know, my other label and figuring out, you know, how to make money off my music and how to do these certain things and get sponsorships and do these things, like, you have to figure out an avenue to be able to pursue that and do it full time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Now, Trey,
you have somebody in your corner that got you everywhere, because you're up on billboards. You're everywhere. So she's doing a damn thing.
Yeah. He's also King of the North, and he's part of a worldwide group called Royalty of the North. Now, how does that make you feel, Trey? That's just amazing.
That's crazy that you know so much about me right now. But, yeah, shout out to the team. I got a dope artist that's assigned to me named Joyvelli, and so she's an amazing artist, and so she's, like, loves Tupac and is in love with everything he did and built and things like that. And so she, you know, of course, Machiavelli, so she's the female Machiavelli, so she goes by Joyvelli. So shout out to her. I think she's a really dope artist. And then, of course, we got the dope engineer Sway, and he's an artist, and he's our auto-tune artist, and he's got his own sound and cool things like that. And then we got Sunny, which is my crazy white boy, you know what I'm saying? And so he always got different sounds and experimenting and doing different things. And then shout out to my DJ Dex, and shout out to Rusty of the South. We putting that together right now. And shout out to my comedian Mike. And so everybody is kind of working and grinding. So Rusty of the North is like a giant family. You know, we take care of each other's kids. We take care of each other's bills. We take care of each other's livelihoods, you know, just make sure each other's good, you know.
That's awesome.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it's
supposed
to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
for sure.
So nobody
can violate
the
clique.
Right. Yes.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the thing is, of building a team, like, is when everybody see me, they're like, okay, when I team up with Trey Benz, I'm going to be able to get paid and be rich overnight. And so – people do come and go, and some people do fall off because they don't understand the grinding, you know, how long it took me to get to where I am to, you know. And, yeah, I can be that shortcut for you guys, and it's going to maybe take you a little bit less time, but you still got to have your own grinding, your own work ethic, and, you know, things like that. And so shout out to the, my team that stuck around, you know, and I got music about others, you know, and so, you know, so just shout out to everybody that definitely helped build the movement, even if they're not a part of the movement anymore, because it definitely helped it grow in some type of way.
Right.
Awesome.
So, Trey, since you've been doing this for so long, what advice would you give to up-and-coming artists who are wanting to get into the business?
Well, I would definitely say you got to get it. One, you have to have, how do I put this? You have to understand the meaning of everything. So, for instance, like, one, understanding by, like, if you want a manager, then you have to have something to manage. A manager don't just come in and, okay, I'm going to, you book here and you book there. No, a manager, just like you get a manager at McDonald's, they're there to manage your career. They have to have something to manage, have something that keeps them going as well. And so you have to have a drive and keep consistent and just, you know, steadily making music and connecting with people, because you don't always have to drop music. It's about dropping it the right way. And so making sure that you have a budget and just make sure you have something behind it. Making sure you got a good visual when you drop videos and things like that. So that people can tune in and watch it. So the things about YouTube and things like that is just having that good look and, you know, being yourself and standing out, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's the advice I would give.
So, Trey, you're not just national, you're also an international artist. how did it feel when you went viral and you were on Doug Stone Radio in London and on TV there as well? What was going through your mind at that time? That had to be, like, amazing.
Well, I mean, me working with Broski, like I said, my engineer, so, like, you know, working with him already from Eastern Europe, I was like, you know, one, it's got to be bound to happen because me and him make, like, dope music together. So I'm like, I'm going to see you one day. It's going to be bound to happen. We're going to do something. So when I got that interview, I made sure that I called, you know, Broski into the interview, because I always try to show love to everybody around me. And, you know, give everybody opportunities as well. And so, you know, him being from out there, that gave him opportunities too to be able to move his music and his beats and things like that. And so it was just a blessing for me to be able to bless, you know, other people and share that moment with, you know, people that's going with me as well.
So of all your travels, what place stands out the most for you?
But I kind of grew up in Atlanta, really, I was born in Michigan, but I grew up in Atlanta. And so Atlanta is always like a second home to me, so it's definitely lit. But Vegas will probably have to be my number one. Vegas was lit. definitely Vegas.
You only saying it because it's true, young man. That's all. You only saying it because it's true.
I'm hearing that little bit of laughing behind that Vegas, and I'm like, okay, now, is it because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, or you really like doing shows in Vegas?
Hey,
all of the
that's
above.
A mental question.
Said, all of the above.
Hey,
you
look,
know what I'm saying?
I'm the one that would ask those kind of questions.
He'll tell you no lie.
The thing about Vegas is lit. You know what I'm saying? The clubs is lit. The casinos was cool. Shooting a movie out there was great. Like, everything about Vegas, the Mary Jane was great. So everything out there was just amazing. You know what I'm saying? So.
Facts.
All right.
And I've been to a lot of states, so they got the best, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Mary Jane.
Shout out to Vegas.
For those of y'all that understand that,
I hope your manager is listening. Manager mama, you got to keep a leash on that one when he out in Vegas, honey. He might come up missing in a good way.
She know I'm at work, but, you know, after work, you know what I'm saying, I got to see the sights and shop a little bit and go to the mall and all that good stuff. But I definitely was there to work and handle business, so I did that too, for sure.
Of course. That too.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Trey, the next song that we have of yours is Do What I Want. Can you tell us a little bit about Do What I Want?
So that was really a track I just kind of made that was like, okay, I can make dope. I was kind of like in this headspace where I was like, I can make dope music, but it can be clean. You know what I'm saying? So I have like this whole kind of mixtape I'm working on where I guess not mixtape, I guess I call it an EP now. That's what everybody calls it. So I got an EP that I'm working on that's clean, but it's like real, like dope music. So a lot of times I have to tell people like I'm not cursing, and they're like, oh, whoa, like you're not cursing. So yeah, it was just kind of a dope track. And shout out to Lisa Blair, because I don't know if she got the feature on that one too. So
yeah,
we'll see if she got the whole thing. So let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Do What I Want. Try it in.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to him for sure.
Yes. I love it. I love the bounce of it. Lil Chick got a nice little voice. Oh, yeah. You got something nice going there, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. You got a nice beat, and you got nice lyrics. So,
yeah.
You got some skills, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I definitely.
And you write your own music as well?
Yeah, of course. Yep, I write for a couple of artists. Yeah, of course. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, keep it in house. That's how you do that.
Yeah, ownership. You got to write your lyrics. You got to. You got to get the bag.
Yes.
Exactly.
You got that.
Yeah,
right?
The more you do, the more money you make.
For sure. Yeah,
you make sure you try to keep your percentage at 50% most of the time.
Yeah, definitely. But like I said, when I was with my squad, like I said, we're up here in the north of the camp, so we got, you know, different things like that, different percentages and things like that. But everybody eats. So, you know, that's always
nice.
What matters.
Yeah,
it's crazy how the entertainment energy has changed. Because back in the day, you know, I remember it was a point in time where the highest paid entertainer was Michael Jackson, and he only made 13%.
Now it's
just a flipped around. Everybody learned.
Well, I mean, back then they didn't tell you what a master's was. So you never heard like, oh, you need to own your master's. Like those wasn't terms that you were used to hearing and things like that. So people are just dropping music, you know, like, oh, I need a deal. You know, everybody looking for that next deal, not understanding what it all comes with.
Right.
It sounds like you're scared to say nothing. Right. It sounds like you up on the game. So, you know,
okay.
I wish you well and keep moving. Keep moving forward, my brother.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, what projects are you working on now, Trey? What's next on the horizons for Trey Band?
Let me answer that.
Well,
everything. No, go ahead.
Yeah,
Frank.
That's a good answer. No, that was a great answer. You know everything. Honestly, whatever God really placed in front of me. So I mean, right now, you know, I'm working on a lot of dope music. I'm getting ready to start shooting my videos as well, and so you know. An album with this team is going to be coming soon. You know, the movie that the whole team was in is going to be coming out soon. Our Netflix series, we're going to start shooting for that. So, you know, hopefully we'll be having previews and things like that will be coming out soon. Let's see. I've got many, many shows that will probably be some of everywhere coming soon. So I don't know, just some everything trying to act, write, produce, do music.
So when do you get a vacation?
I think my life is kind of like a vacation. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my life is a vacation.
Did you have to rewind and say that again, Trey? Because I don't think nobody heard what you just said. He said, my life is a vacation. Do you know how sweet that sounds? Do you know a lot of people cannot say that, and that means that you absolutely enjoy every aspect of everything you do.
Yeah, it's really a blessing, like for sure.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, let me put this bug in your ear. If you find yourself with four free days in April, you come join us and hang out with us on our first annual CB and the Boys cruise in the Royal Caribbean. We got the CB and the boys cruise going to Lobby D, Haiti.
Okay, well, that'll be a blessing, definitely. Send my manager the info, and we definitely have to see if we can work that out. I don't know how good my passport capabilities are, you know, due to my street history, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we can definitely see what.
here's the good part. You don't need a passport. All you need is a birth certificate and ID. That's it.
Okay, well then, I'm definitely gonna try to be there. That sounds amazing. So I'm actually Indian and Haitian, so that'd be amazing.
Ah,
okay, all right, all right, all right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, double reason.
That's
anyway, we're doing there before that is a good cause too. So yeah, it'll be a twofer.
Well, we'll make sure CB keeps y'all up on that, get you that info, see what you can't work out.
Yeah.
I'm always with it. It sounds like a great trip, and so it sounds like something I'm definitely down to do and interested in. So I know Yannette probably tuned in here somewhere. Manager, you know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Get him putting on the flow.
Make it happen. Make it happen.
And, you know, that's love. That's almost like going to Vegas. You know, you'll be in the ocean, so... Yeah.
Well, I've never really done I've never done a cruise either, so that's a good experience.
That's
a good one to start with. It's a really inexpensive cruise, and two, it'll give you 20 minutes to just detach yourself from everything going on in your life. Because even though as much as you love what you do. As much as you love everything that you're involved in, at some point in time, you still need to take a little time just for yourself, just relax and forget about everything, you know. And
I mean, we definitely going to have to find a studio or something because, you know, that's a different type of setting. That's going to have you in a different headspace. So we got to find something, bring a studio with me or something, or some equipment. Something's going to have to shake.
He's got to be doing something within them days that are not in vacation time.
Hey, we can work it out.
Well, Yannette is here. You guys are going to get turned up.
So I'm definitely with it, though. We're going to turn up for sure. But it's got to have a little bit of work in there and a little bit of music.
Look, I'm pretty sure. With the manager that you have, you're going to have some kind of mini concert on that ship.
Let me tell you too, though, just so you know, it is gonna. We are gonna have a videographer with us. It's gonna be following us around that whole time. So I mean, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm born to do. So I'm never worried about that. You know what I'm saying? Bring them on.
But
the more
saying,
the merrier.
You might have to build you some lyrics around that. Put you a video together with that.
Everything music is my element. So anywhere I'm at, it's going to shake for sure.
Love it.
Well, you have some amazing music. So of all your discography, what song touches you the most of the music that you've done?
So I don't know if Yannette sent you the song. It's called The Truth. And so this is a song that's kind of important to me because it's kind of telling a story. And I had a real close friend and he was an artist. And so, you know how you kind of, if you ever had somebody that you really believe in and you kind of invested in and gave them everything and didn't have to want for anything because you just believed in them and just wanted to keep going. And so something super tragic happened, you know, and so I'm not going to put his business out there, you know, but it was very disappointing, and it really took me through something. And so that song really mean a lot to me. And Joya Velli, she on it as well. So she kind of went through that journey with me. And so that's kind of an important song, and it's real meaningful to me. So.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we will see if we can get that meaningful song on. Wow. That's an amazing backstory behind that song. I definitely want to hear that. So we will see what we can do before the show is over, for sure. So tell me, how did it feel for you to perform for the Bad Girls Club in the Boxing
Match? That's actually coming up.
Ah, so you're doing that now. Okay. So tell us a little bit.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. I'm not sure what to expect because the TV show might not be, hopefully it's not like the TV show, you know what I'm saying? So, but it is supposed to be like a whole fight night event, so it might be like the TV show.
Oh boy.
But I've always been the type of artist that I kind of perform and just kind of stay out of the way. I'm not really like the artist that be in the crowd and turns up and, like, all that type of stuff. Like, I'll be chilling until it's time for me to go on, and then it's like, bam, this is what I love to do. And so I'll just be chilling and vibing for the most part. So it should be pretty lit.
Nice, nice, nice. And being that, you know, you are an MMA fighter, you should definitely be able to hold your own against those wild and crazy gals, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I could really see him performing and food just going everywhere, you know? Like, in the middle of his performance, right. And just like, okay, food fight.
I'm going to act like I ain't even see it. I'm just be turning up.
Right. Yeah, you're part of it. Almost like a rave.
For
well,
sure.
You got
yeah.
Net, so you know your net will beat them up for you.
Yeah. I'm a,
well, you got two managers.
Like,
she'll beat them up.
Like I said, I got a security team and all that stuff. But you know me, like I said, I stay out of the face of danger. So if it gets too icky, I'm out the way, you know what I'm saying? See y'all next time.
No,
you know,
I mean, it's a show. So there's only so much craziness can be allowed, you know, when it comes to those shows. I mean, for the most part, the girls are really catty with each other. You know, you're just an artist performer. You just do your thing. And hopefully you don't be in the midst of the MMA.
Right.
For sure. That's the plan to stay out the way, you know what I'm saying? Stick and move, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. You've done so much, and you've been so busy.
I'm going to ask you a question away from all the questions, out of the industry question, but it's still an industry question. As far as your baby boy is concerned, if he's doing football, is he looking at you like, I want to be like my daddy, like I want to do all these things my daddy doing, or he just like focused on football?
Yeah, so school is – this year he's more so focused on football and his studies and things like that. You know, for the past couple of years and the more that my career been going up and things like that, of course, you know, the kids and everything being on Instagram and all of that stuff, he definitely, Dad, I want a chain, and you know, he wants all this, you know, just all the stuff that I got going on. And so it definitely caught him off track a little bit, but at the same time, I'm still a dad. And so he unfortunately had to miss last season of football because he's chasing after a girl, and so that his grades kind of went down. And so you know, I had to kind of step in and was like, well, you got to kind of, you know, take a step back from football and focus on your studies. And so he was kind of upset about it. But now this year, you know, he's AB student, you know, he's doing his thing. And so, you know, it's fun, but it's not at the same time. Because when I go to the games, all the kids are like, oh, Trey Ben, it can be a thing. So it's fun, right. But sometimes it's fun to be a parent too, you know.
Yes. And how old is he?
My son just turned 13.
Oh, wow. That's a nice little age right there.
Yeah. So he's old enough to know who you are and what you do. What does he think about you being a star?
He love it. he enjoys
it a lot.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure he does. He probably has a lot of girl attention, too, because of it. Oh, your daddy.
Right. Yeah, he tells me it helps him a lot with the girls. So, yeah, that definitely is a boost for him.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
Hey, yo, use it if you got it, use it. Milk it.
That's exactly what I told him. Exactly what I said. So,
I mean, yeah,
yeah,
he can't even be mad.
Yeah, so that's definitely he do his thing. For sure.
Now, is he into music as well, or no? He's just a lover boy, just like his little sporting, his little football, and that's that.
He's trying to do a little something. He's always like, Dad, I got a song. And I just be like, dude, on football, you know. So he's a really professional football player.
He's 13. You know what that means? 13, if that's 13, that's going into that little puberty. He's going to be writing a poem, and next thing you know, he's going to be right there behind your heel.
Yeah, but he's an exceptional football player, and so I really hope he sticks with that and, you know, he keeps going with that. He really does his thing when it comes to the field. So he's got a vision, you know, that most kids don't have. So I think that's his lane, you know what I'm saying?
Love it. Love it. But all the best with that, because it's not easy raising boys today, you know?
Yeah, now my youngest son, he just turned 3, October 2nd. And so he comes to me like, Dad, I got some songs. And he is really into a lot of my music. So even when, like, he with his mom or in the car, and he's like, let me listen to Dad. Or when I get up in the morning, he's like, Dad, let me listen to some music. So he's really going to be probably, you know,
oh, wow,
my music guy. So.
Oh, wow. All right. At 3 already? At 3 years old, he knows? I mean, man.
Wow. I mean, at 3, he's in school already. He can drive his power wheel. He knows his name, his ABCs. He can count to 20. He's an impressive boy.
Oh,
dude, you know,
so that's the look, that's the one you got to watch out for.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to
look,
air quotes, ball the car.
Look, it's either he's going 100 miles an hour, because he's getting out of the way for another one. I'm just saying, I ain't putting it out there. I don't want to put that on you. Or he's going 100 miles an hour because he's just really going to be real fast. So it's either one of the
I'm
other.
I'm like, well, shit,
you know?
He waited 10 years in between kids. Me, damn, what you want this man to do?
Well, I've been having him.
I said I wasn't putting it out there. I said that in my defense.
Well, I've been having him watching, like, go-kart racing and things like that, because I think I'm let him be my little racer. You know, he really enjoys driving. He got a car for in the house. He got a tractor for, you know, my land and all that stuff, and he
okay.
got a car for every situation, you know what I'm saying? So
wow.
I think he's gonna be a driver.
I'm gonna need you to prepare to pay them tickets.
Hello?
He gonna be prepared to get a job, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that type of dad, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that type of dad. He gonna learn the hard way. He gonna be taking the bus because I'm not that type of father. If he gonna mess up his license, he on his own.
Look, $5 Fridays. You make sure you get all the garbage to the door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got a whole chore list. You know what I'm saying? They have a whole schedule. I'm real tough with my boys, so they got a whole schedule. They, you know, it's, you know, I pride myself on being a father. Like, that's something that if I'm never good at nothing else, like, I know for sure, like, that's my kids are going to always be able to say, like, my dad didn't miss a game, a practice, or nothing. I'm always front and center. So, you know, a field trip, whatever, I'm going to make time, you know, for my kids, and I'm going to be there too. You know, that's important to me.
That's
right,
beautiful.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right.
That's so beautiful
to
hear.
That's what's up. You're setting a good example, too. That's what's up.
Definitely.
Well, Trey, up next, I have a song that I really like. And then after that, we will play The Truth, which is the song that means the most to you. But Cost of Love is one of my favorites. I really like it. It's more of a slow jam, it's a groove. I really like Cost of Love.
You
can
got
you tell us a
do.
Little bit about that?
How
and you
got to
ask
about
the history behind that, because he's just laughing. Tell us, Trey, what is it?
Hey, man.
Okay, so I never really sang on a track, and I really wasn't a fan of auto-tune. And so, like, when we recorded this track, you know, the engineer was like, bro, you really don't need, you know, auto-tunes or whatever, so he kind of put a light one on it, but you know, it was, I didn't even think my manager was going to put this song out, but it's actually exclusive to you guys, because I don't think nobody's heard it, it's just something new to me, and I'm not really into the auto-tune thing, and I'm not going to really stick to it, but it was something fun to experiment and, you know, get it, let it out, for sure.
All right, without further ado, here is Trey Banks and Cost of Love.
Drop it.
Understood about this love shit. They said that love don't cost a thing until I found out there's a price on love. I gave my heart to a bitch that didn't want it at all, because I didn't pay the price of love. And I don't understand that shit, because it's all I wanted until I found out there's a price on love. They said that shit'll get you killed, and I think it's for real. That's why they always put a price on love. What are the odds of someone actually loving you when you don't own a thing, you ain't got shit to your name? Let alone if you have fortune or fame, then you'll have people all around you constantly screaming your name. In this world, it's a real foul game. That love shit don't mean nothing if you ain't got no name. Or VVS diamonds hanging from your chain. Even big ass knots that barely fit in your jeans. This shit crazy out here, that love shit ain't for me. The only time they showing love is when they scream rest in peace. Crying fake ass tears to put your face on the teeth. I ain't never want that love, that's why all I got is me. Misunderstood about this love shit, they said that love don't cost a thing. Until I found out there's a price on love. I gave my heart to a bitch that didn't want it at all. Because I didn't pay the price of love. And I don't understand that shit because it's all I wanted. Until I found out there's a price on love. They said that shit'll get you killed and I think it's for real. That's why they always put a price on love. Ain't no love when you broke. Nobody know your name and these streets so cold. Mama left me in the rain, that's why I can't trust her soul. I feel so much pain, that's why I can't let go. Hey, that's why I ride by my lonely. Snakes in the grass, gotta keep that thing on me. Green dots turn his head macaroni. Gave my love to a bitch that ain't want it. I don't need love, I need damn friends. Cause it's a thin line between love and hate. My pops kicked me out, but that's what made me great. Taught me how to be a man on everything you ain't got. Misunderstood about this love shit, they said that love don't cost a thing. Until I found out there's a price on love. I gave my heart to a bitch that didn't want it at all. Because I didn't pay the price of love. And I don't understand that shit because it's all I wanted. Until I found out there's a price on love. They said that shit'll get you killed and I think it's for real.
All right. I really like that one, Trey. I really do. It's such a groove. I really like that.
Shout out to Sway. My boy Sway was first and I was second on that track. So, yeah, shout out to Sway. And he produced it as well. So
that was just phenomenal. I really, really like that one. So coming up next is a song that means the most to you. And here is The Truth by Trey Vance. Here we go.
Hey, let's get it.
Yeah, swerve, Trey Pan, Joy of Belly, Sway, Rick in the North, we in album mode, you feel me?
Yeah. I had to get up, go get it, stay focused cause we on the mission, started this shit in the kitchen, told them come on, they ain't listening, showed you love how you switch it, business and love you can't mix it, money and power and friendship, you niggas is fake, I can't stand it. Go get it, stay focused cause we on a mission. Started this shit in the kitchen. Told them come on, they ain't listen. I showed you love how you switch it. Business and love, you can't mix it. Money and power and friendship. You niggas is fake, I can't stand it. I showed you love and you made your move. Family and streets, nigga, you had to choose. Did it for me, bitch, I did it for you. All that money I spent, you don't have a clue. I trusted in you, now I look like a fool. Just told me to drop you, I should've went through. In too deep, we had too much to lose. When I saw that pic, couldn't believe it was you. I would've wrote for you, should've told me the truth. Hurt the whole family, you hurt me too. Don't hit my line, nigga, ain't shit cool. I gave you loyalty, you broke the rules. Let the whole clip go, you should've died in the pool. I ain't letting shit go until the barrel in the tube. Watch my face, so you shouldn't have fucked with a goon. Bitch, IP, nigga, I'ma see your ass soon. We had to get up, go get it. Stay focused cause we on a mission. Started this shit in the kitchen. Told them come on, they ain't listening. I showed you love how you switch it. Business and love, you can't mix it. Money and power and friendship. You niggas is fake, I can't stand it. I had to get up, go get it. Stay focused cause we on a mission. Started this shit in the kitchen. Told them come on, they ain't listening. I showed you love how you switch it. Business and love, you can't mix it. Money and power and friendship. You niggas is fake, I can't stand it. Hey, whoa. You so pumped up, full of up, in the bone responsibilities. You said you ain't gon' nut. Took care of you, bitch, you a son, son. Blood sucking leash, broke as fuck, never had fun. You ain't the one, and loyalty, you showed us love. And you not royal, bitch. And that's with or without a gun. Bitch, make with your pussy bigger than mine. Train spread up, your bitch ass running hot. I had to get up, go get it. Stay focused, cause we on the mission. Started this shit in the kitchen. Told them come on, they ain't listening. Love how you switch it. Business and love, you can't mix it. Money and power and friendship. You niggas is fake, I can't stand it. I had to get up, go get it. Stay focused cause we on a mission. Started this shit in the kitchen. Told them come on, they ain't listening. I showed you love how you switch it. Business and love, you can't mix it. Money and power and friendship. You niggas is fake, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I ain't got no love. end to the end, bitch. Ha. You know. It's war now, bitch.
All right.
Nice.
I like that. I really like the production of that track right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I've been noticing about all your music, man, is it all has music behind it. So it makes it, I mean, it's just really easy to listen to regardless of, you know, whether the lyrics are upbeat or slow down or whatever. I'm finding that this is easy to listen to. And I'll be honest with, you know, our particular demographic, we don't say that a lot about rap in and of itself. So, I mean, I just want you to know that's a huge thing, man, the fact that you have music that's, we can listen to it. You know, yeah, you've got something to say, but like Mimi said, you've got a seductive tone on this one, and on the other ones, there's always something catchy. So you put together a heck of a team with your producers and beat makers and all of that. I mean, you definitely have a heck of a product here. So do your thing, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna listen to anything else, because I mean, you know, we're gonna listen to you now. Now you're a part of the family, so we're gonna follow you more than we've already followed you. So, you know, all eyes on you. Just FYI, moving forward.
Yeah.
Not that.
I mean, DBRA knows everything, man. So.
Right.
Well, Trey, I've got a couple more. So next up, we've got Try Me.
You got all the exclusive tracks. Like, this is all the new stuff that's going to be dropping soon. So this is kind of lit that, you know, you guys get to hear the new stuff I've been working on for sure.
There it is.
All right. So here's Try Me. Trey Van.
Swear. Let's go. Lame ass niggas ain't shaking no hands, get made. And a bitch, I don't really know me. Back in these bitch, I don't need no friends. Just all she ain't, can't fuck with my team. Can't stand a broke nigga, we ain't got no goals. Tryna sell his soul just to live out his dreams. All my niggas don't go, but you better move slow when they're ready to blow. Yeah, nigga, try to move. Lame ass hoes, I ain't shaking no hands, get paid in the bitch, I don't really know me. Back in these bands, I don't need no friends. Just all she ain't, can't fuck with my team. Can't stand a broke hoe, we ain't got no goals. Tryna sell her soul just to live her dreams. I'm a bro, so go, but you better move slow when they're ready to blow. Here, bitch, try me.
To live her dream. I'm a bro, so go. But you better move slow when they're ready to blow. Here, bitch, try me.
Ooh, whoa. I love how slow. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, shout out to Vera Belly. That's my sister, my artist for sure. She always bringing that heat with me. I mean, I love writing hooks, so that's, like, what I really, like, try to pride myself on. And so that's definitely a fun track for sure.
Well, for our last and final check for tonight, and I know that this one's for the haters. So this
This Don't Like Us. Okay, this is my whole team, so shout out to the whole camp on Don't Like Us. Mm-hmm. Just the whole camp. Everybody right here at the North. Shout out to the gang. This is Slay, Fax, Sunny, Trey Benz, Joey Valley. Yeah, from everybody.
All right. Thanks. Here we go. Don't Like Us. Here we go. Stay banned.
Yeah, Pete. R-O-T-N. Hey, somebody get that nigga, nigga.
Heard you don't like me, well bitch come and fight. We hit his ass some distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me. Heard you don't like me, well bitch come and fight. We hit his ass some distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me. Bitch,
pretty pussy power, popping in and popping up, popping out and popping up. I'll pop your head at any cost.
Don't excite me, step your game up. You wanna fuck for free when you should get your chain for it. These petty pussy niggas tripping, blow his brains for it. Keep a blicky with an extension, but it's got his name.
You don't like me, well bitch come and fight. We hit his ass from distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me. Heard you don't like me, well bitch come and fight. We hit his ass from distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me.
I'm a killer at night and a robot on the stage. But I'm still getting paid and they've asked me who's just a bitch in the wind. I swear to God, you remember my name.
I wish I would do the time. One phone come home in a couple hours. Never by myself, boy, till the North, bitch. I'm always with the gang, fat, little stronger than any nigga in your crew. Salute me, don't touch me. That's a fuse that's gonna blow me. Fire, fire. We hit his ass from distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me. Heard you don't like me, but bitch come and fight. We hit his ass from distance, nah, knock him out at night. Ballin' so hard, that's why the feds wanna indict me. But bitch don't get no money, petty pussy don't excite me.
That is a hot song, Trey. I really like that. The production, yeah. I'm with me. The production that you guys have is phenomenal. It's
Sway actually made that beat, and so Sway was second on that track. I did the hook. Like I said, my team made their team for the killers, so I just get to do hooks, and they gonna eat. So shout out to them for sure.
That's awesome.
Let
me ask you one final question. How does it feel to be a part of the No Curfew Tour with Twista and also on the HBCU Tour? How did all that come about?
The No Curfew Tour we already did, which was really lit. It was great. And so, anything you ask me how it really came about at this point, it's the hardest working manager in the game. Your neck, she just, like I said, really believed in me from day one. And so, she just been put me on and pushing me to everything. And so, before I met her, I was kind of on the move and doing different shows and going to different cities, but never was I on tour and doing all these things. When I met her, she was just like, what's your plan? And I was like, well, I need to be on the road more and be on tour. And so she took that like to heart or something, because I ain't stopped.
Yes, you did.
Let me tell you something. When you start walking a certain type of walk, because you've already started by, knowing what it is that you're putting out, knowing what it is that you want to do, you're moving in a type of way, changing your music type. I mean, you're moving in a way that says, I'm ready and I'm ready to go. And she received that because she's definitely got you busy. So all kudos out to manager, because I'm telling you now, when they come like that, you better hold on to her for dear life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She know we lost chance to life, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere I'm at, she going to be there. And, you know, any deals or anything that's to come in the future, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely going to have to involve my manager. She ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So, stop. So any
right.
labels, anybody that's trying to reach out and come at me, I already know we a package deal. Straight up.
good man.
And I have to give you much, much, much kudos for, you really talk a lot about your team, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see, because
yeah,
you got a lot
yeah.
of artists that make it and then start leaving people behind. But the fact that you have a team and you're carrying your team, and the shout-outs to your team, the team, if you guys are listening, y'all hold on to him.
Yeah, it's crazy because each one of them, we got our own, you know, unique story. You know, Joy Avelli, you know, shout-out to my sis, but we met a few years back, and we was actually a part of this same booking agency at the time. And so when I met her, she was already on the label, and we were taking a trip to Atlanta. And I heard her music, and I'm like, yo, why is she not, like, your top artist? And so I told her from that trip, like, when I get myself together and figure it out, I'm going to come back for you. And so once I, you know,
nice.
Got all these opportunities, I called her, like, hey, Joy, let's do it. I'm ready. And she's like, I'm ready, too. So, you know, we've been rocking, you know, ever since. And so Dex, you know, my DJ, same story. He was in a squad, and, you know, I was like, bro, they're not really showing you the love you need. Like, just come kick it with me, and I'm going to show you we can get a bag together. So the first, you know, couple shows we ever started doing, I was just showing him, like, you know, he worth something in his time, his money. And so, you know, that's how me and him just started rocking, you know, and he introduced me to Sunny and, you know, Sway, and everybody just kind of started coming, you know, after that. And so, you know, we all have our own different unique stories of while we rocking. We all been through something, you know, Joy been through house fires and taking losses, me too, and all of us been through something, which is why I think that's what makes our loyalty so tight and what makes us, you know, so great, because we never had nothing. So it's like, whenever we get something, whatever we are going to get and whatever blessings are going to come, like, we're going to grasp onto that and we're going to know what to do with it, because
right.
we all came from nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. You are truly an inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Stevie and the Boys, the Midweek Motivator. You've definitely motivated everyone that has been listening. So thank you so much once again for joining us tonight.
Thank y'all for having me. It was lit. I enjoy each and every one of y'all. I thank y'all for enjoying my music. You know, I definitely try to give a different sound, a different feel every time. I'm not into, like, it all sounding the same. So, you know, I hope that y'all kind of got that vibe and that feel too. You know, I'm not scared to step out of any lane.
And let me let everyone know to come check out Trey at the Big Foam and Halloween Party in Michigan on October 23rd. So hit him up if you want a ticket or perform. So,
yes,
Trey, if
y'all
people
are all
want
to my crib, you know what I'm saying? I invite my land, my 10 acres, you know what I'm saying? So the party, the foam party, you know, I can't really mess up in a foam nowhere else. So we having it at my, you know what I'm saying, one of my places, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be lit.
Awesome. That is awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. We might have to
y'all
try
are
out.
Definitely invited.
Yeah.
Y'all are invited.
Hey,
for sure. You know what I'm saying? Just bring yourself.
That sounds like, you said Minnesota?
Michigan.
That sounds like a cold time in October.
Nah, you'll be surprised. Nah, actually, it'll be like that. And if it is, you know what I'm saying, we always got the nice setting. I'm going to have a bunch of different bonfires and things like that if it is. But, no, we equipped for that and we prepared for whatever. You know, we're going to have a good time for sure.
Nice.
Well,
that's
bonfire
like
weather, like you said.
So,
yeah,
Trey, if our listeners wanted to learn more about you or to follow you, go ahead and drop your social media so everybody can know how to catch up with you.
Okay, so you can follow me and the team and my family. Everybody is underneath ROTN underscore on Instagram. So mine would be ROTN underscore Trey Bands, and then it's ROTN Joy Avelli, ROTN DJ Dex, ROTN my manager, ROTN, you know, just everybody and anybody that y'all interested in. If y'all like what y'all heard, you know, we all move as one as a unit. So you can check us all out at ROTN underscore, or just type in Trey Bands, Royalty at the North, and yeah, all that is gonna pop up any and every platform, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, anywhere there is music, you know, I'm I hope I'm blessed to be there. So just type my name in and I should pop up.
Awesome, awesome. Again, thank you once again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Hopefully we'll see you in April on a boat.
I'm all with the boat for sure. Manager, you heard that. You heard it here first, folks. We on the boat. That's a lot of months to
yes.
the event.
He said you guys are going to turn
like
up.
A dope
so,
dealer.
Yeah.
Come on, get some of this boat, dog. Come on, get some of this boat. You know you want this boat.
Hey, can I bring my fishing rod? Because, hey, we can get it in. You know what I'm saying? If we going to get it in, we can go hard.
Maybe from the Haitian shore.
They got them real fishing rods. When we stop in Haiti, they gonna have them real fishing rods. You want them great big ones.
Right, we gonna have to do something then for sure. Put it on the itinerary. We can fish
right.
and have some beer for sure.
My man.
All right. All right. Well,
y'all have a good one, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, brother. Keep doing
and
you.
And you'll have to definitely, you know, call us again for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, thank you,
Evan. And try to call in a couple every now and then just to check up on you guys and see what new artists and new things y'all got going on for sure. Maybe
yeah.
I can fill my roster, you know, if y'all got some dope artists. So,
yeah.
With y'all following. So,
yeah, you can
I'm
call in and weigh in on some topics. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Weigh in on some topics. We talked about a variety of things here. So, yeah, definitely call us again. You're family now. So, you have an open invitation to call in anytime you want.
Thank you, because I was definitely into the serial killer conversation. So, yeah, we can definitely
yeah.
finish that at some point.
Weigh in, man, weigh in.
Yeah.
We'll have some
definitely.
Good ones. So, definitely
yeah.
hang around, you know, come back, man, come back.
For sure, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Take care, brother. We
thank
appreciate
you.
You. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. All right, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But for those of you that are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, also radio and Apple Podcasts, your time is done. So everyone, go ahead and say your goodbyes, and I will end the live. So go ahead.
You will pull the plug.
Right.
It's like, you guys go now, and then I'll bring up the rear. That's what I was trying to say. But, yeah, anyway.
Well, one love shout out to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in. And see y'all next time.
Take care of yourselves. Everybody be cool. Love one another. Love yourself. I'm out.
In the words of the famous Don Cornelius, peace,
okay.
love, and hair grease.
I need my weed.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for rocking out with us tonight. Those of you that are watching us on Facebook and YouTube, definitely stick around for the after show. We've got some interesting things to talk about. We would definitely want to weigh in on our topic, and we also want to address that this is, as I mentioned earlier, a National Domestic Violence Month. So if you or anyone you know is in trouble, give them a call at the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Again, that's 1-800-799-7233. Or if you want to get involved and you are in a crisis and the only way you can reach them is online, then definitely go to www.thehotline.org. Again, that's www.thehotline.org. So once again, thank you everyone for rocking out with us tonight. You've been listening to CB and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator. So remember, you can be anything in this world as long as you work hard and believe in yourself. Remember, true love starts with believing in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself and if you don't love yourself, then how can you expect someone else to love you or you to have the opportunity to love someone else? So remember, believe in yourself, love yourself. And my favorite group definitely preaches that, encourages that, and that, of course, is the wonderful, beautiful, awesome South Korea boys who love music, BTS. So to take us home tonight is BTS with the fabulous Miss Megan Thee Stallion with Butter. So everyone, have a great one, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Ay, it's the hot girl coach and BTS. Moves like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade summer, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I'm not too hot as a two. I got the superstar glow, so the car I ride, even your best party planner couldn't catch this vibe. Big boss, and I make a hater stay on their job, and I be on these girls' necks like the back of their bobs. Houston's finest in the room with bouncing, make them all get ratchet in their suits and blouses. I remember writing flows in my room in college, now I need global entry to the shows I'm rocking. Smooth like cocoa butter, my drip more than a puddle, they know that I'm the wave, take over every summer. They must be giving CD if they ever had to wonder, cause every beat I get on get turned into Hubba Bubba. I'm the nice guy, got that right body and the right mind. Rolling up the party, got the right vibe.